The way next, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and also by First Baptist Church. We'll talk things over with Kathy Zervis coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012. With a degenerative disc between L4 and L5, Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400 Community Connection on a Thursday morning, and I get the opportunity to talk things over with Kathy Zervis. And our main focus, the Bartlesville Ballet, of course, particularly the performance of the Nutcracker coming up, which we've got an event to support that, but let's talk just a moment, Kathy, about the Nutcracker. Tickets are available, right?
Right. They're available at the Bartlesville Community Center box office and also on our website, BartlesvilleCivicBallet.com. That is next weekend, mm-hmm. the 16th and 17th. Saturday night is 7:30 and Sunday is at 2 o'clock.
And for a story that has been told now for, I guess I can say, centuries, you haven't told it all that time, but we've seen different community members play those roles over the years, and it's nice to see a familiar face as people, I'll say, move up in the roles, but it's also nice to see who's playing Clara this year or who's, you know, some of the other roles. So it's fun to see the show year in and year out.
Right. We have been performing the full-length Nutcracker since 1975, mm-hmm. so our costumes have changed. We do a little bit different choreography, depending on the capability of the dancers.
I'm sorry. You do a professional job, but you're not a professional company.
Right, but we do bring in professional performers to mm-hmm. augment the performance of the young ballet company. And also, we have about 75 dancers total that we have open auditions every year and invite community dancers as well. So mm-hmm. they're not just part of Bartlesville Civic Ballet.
No, but many of the adult roles are family acquaintances of the younger students.
They can be. Several years we've had whole families be in, so that's always an interesting.
It is, and with just my, I'll say, history in community theater, and it's just something that I think it's nice to see community members, people you know, people you maybe even go to church with or something like that, on these roles on the stage, and then working with, like you said, the professionals that you bring in from New York or Chicago or whatever. You know.
Right. Right.
It's a fun experience, and if people don't go, they should.
They should. It has become a huge Bartlesville tradition, a Christmas tradition.
And musically, some of Tchaikovsky's best work. So.
It is. I think all ballets have that in common. I think that's some of the best music there is the music that ballets have. So.
Yeah, as a misdirected music education major, finding myself in a radio career, I still, you know, fall back on, okay, you know, we went through this in music theory class, or this was an exercise in second year conducting or whatever. So just musically, it's great stuff.
Right, sure is. Yeah. And it's a wonderful way for people that have never been to a ballet.
Yeah.
It's an interesting, fun story, and they're transformed into the story.
Well, yeah,
it's
and great. Unlike opera, it's not sung in Italian, so it's okay.
Right.
You can understand what's going on.
That's right.
But this is a fun time. All this that we've conversation just had to give us the reason as to why we're talking about the home tour.
Right. We have had the home tour since the mid 80s. Mm-hmm. It's just a tradition as well. And I've been in charge of it for probably the last 10 years or so, and you know, people are so generous in opening their homes to the community, and we try to get such a variety each year mm-hmm. to just show people how to decorate, maybe just on a normal basis, but also for Christmas. Give them ideas. And then we've called it Christmas a la carte because within this particular fundraiser, there are many fundraisers going on. For instance, we sell frozen chicken enchiladas at one home. We sell baked items from all kinds of, there are probably 50 bakers that offer up their goods for sale.
I didn't realize there are that many. Okay.
Yeah, and that's in another home. And then the last thing we do is we have a Christmas shop, and it's called the Sugar Plum Shop, and we have lots and lots of gifts, Christmas decor, tons of nutcrackers. And that same shop will be held during the Nutcracker itself. So
yeah, and
it's a two-weekend event.
That
actually.
One you need to visit at the community center.
Right, yeah. Right.
But just nice. Now, have you? I'm sure you have at some point in time repeated a home along the way, but in general, you find new homes.
No, I've never repeated
really?
A home. I've repeated people.
Okay.
If, and it's kind of a joke, but one particular home this year is Andy and Dan Novak's home. They were on the tour 5 years ago, but they lived in a different home, and it was more in the country, just off of 2300 Road. Mm-hmm. And now they've moved into town, and they've redone this home. And she was delighted to have it on the tour again, which I was so pleased, because it's a totally different style than the home she lived in. And it's beautiful, and that's where our shop will be. It's a ranch-style home in Kenilworth. So it's beautiful. And then we have a couple of historic places on the tour. One especially is the home of Sean Roberts and Christy. And it's above the Bartlesville print shop that Sean owns. And it's a renovated loft. And it's beautiful. It's open concept. She has a very modern style, very minimalist, I would say. But it's a wonderful setting, and that's where our bake shop will be.
Not only in Bartlesville, but I think across the country, many of those loft areas, when the buildings were designed, they were a showcase for many people. They got subdivided and cut up into apartments and other thing along the way, but I think originally many of them were very ornate ceilings and very well-done structures.
Well, their particular loft was... The whole building is called the Pythian Building, and it was, where the Knights of Pythia convened up in the second floor. And their floors are the original floors that they just redid, and has a fantastic history. The windows are beautiful. They overlook the downtown. It's just a really great open space. The other historical place is located on Delaware. And it was a home, Spanish-style home, built by Ellie Phillips, brother of Frank. And he built it for his daughter and husband as a wedding gift. And this home was previously owned by Jody Kerberger, the Talisman Gallery owner. Mm-hmm. And Kathy Haddon and her husband Alan bought it. And she is a native Bartlesville girl. And her parents were very, very close to the Kerbergers. So she has kept the original flavor of the home. It's just a beautifully made home. It's just very, very beautiful. And that's where our enchilada sale will be.
Great.
Then we have another home built in, it's been about 10 years, I guess, the Prairie Ridge Edition off of Tuxedo. It's a little bit east of Park Hill. Renee and Alan Rainier own their home, and she has quite the flair. She's a fantastic decorator, even just on an everyday basis, but for Christmas especially. It's very, very bright, sparkly, glitzy. A lot of bling.
Well, I think there's so many homes, even modest homes, the decorations come out at Christmas time.
They do. And we used to have a ballet guild, and that was, we had about 130 members, and they were the ones that put this on. But now it's done by the board, and so we don't have the manpower to help them decorate. So we asked the homeowner, if you want help, then get some friends that you know or you know, get whoever you need to help you with it. But we want them to decorate in their style. And so every home is very, very unique in that way.
Will we find an interest in nutcrackers in any of the homes? I always think it's, yes, sometimes I've seen a either conscious or subconscious theme to some of these.
You know, I don't know, because I haven't seen the finished product yet, but I think their interest in nutcrackers comes from being a part of this. Mm-hmm. And I've known several homes in the past that think, you know what, I think I'd really like to add nutcrackers to my decor. Mm-hmm. And they do it later.
Yeah.
So I've seen that happen a lot.
Interesting.
So we kind of get them interested in that aspect.
Either way, it works.
Yeah.
We're talking with Kathy Zervis and inviting you to the Take the Home Tour. We'll tell you how you can get tickets both for the tour and for the Nutcracker when we continue on a Community Connection in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our Community Connection on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, and again, talking with Kathy Zervis, and tickets for both. First of all, for the home tour, how does someone arrange tickets, and then where does it start?
Tickets for the home tour can be purchased at American Heritage Bank, who is our sponsor this year. Mm-hmm. And that's the bank across from the hospital. Moxie on 2nd, which is owned by Christy Johnson. And she, of course, is right next door to her loft apartment,
Pretty convenient.
Tickets can also be purchased at McCoy Jewelers. And also the Rustic Touch in Dewey. Mm-hmm. And you can buy pre-tour tickets until 2:00 tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And then you can purchase them at the door of any of the homes. And there's no order to the home tour. You can do whatever you want. Your ticket is good for the whole weekend.
A, B, and C, B, A, C, C, A, B,
right.
Any way you want to do it.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
The tour tomorrow, December 8th, starts from 7 to 9:30 in the evening. It's a wonderful time to go because all the houses are lit up and it's just beautiful. Saturday, December 9th, from 10 to 4. Mm-hmm. And Sunday, December 10th, from 1 to 4.
Okay.
So
sounds like a great deal.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know that you would want to take a camera along, but you might want to just, make a little sketch pad or something. If we've got an idea for a decorating idea, copy it down.
Well, or your iPhone will work.
There you go.
Yeah, they're happy to have pictures taken.
Yeah, I would think so, because that just gives them more social media appearance out there. And it's always good to say something about the ballet while you're doing it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, tickets for the Nutcracker can be purchased, like I said, at the box office, mm-hmm. the community center, and those are for reserve seats.
Yeah.
So.
And I, on any production like this, I always recommend opening performance. I think you get it just exactly the way they rehearsed it. Not so much on the ballet, but I think on anything with speaking lines. Young actors, particularly on a comedy, after the first one, the audience is going to laugh here, so I'll play it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
The ending performance is always good because they're having fun. Now that one is the one they're doing for themselves.
Sure.
So that one is always a fun one to go to, too. But I try to encourage opening afternoon, opening evening performances just because I think it's the best time to go.
Well, I don't know if that holds true with ballet as much. It just depends on the year.
Yeah,
sometimes
sure.
We have little foibles happen the first performance that we fix for the second.
Well,
so
that
it just kind of depends on the year.
But just go to all of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's always any particular names that we want to mention as far as roles that are being danced in this
performance? I hate to say this, but I'm on the other side of the fence.
That's okay.
I've been involved with a ballet for 40 years. And
if there were names to be mentioned, I wanted to make sure we gave them credit.
Right. And the ones I do know, because I'm not involved with the company per se, because I'm more of the fundraiser mm-hmm. aspect, but Mindaugas Bozzies and his wife, Vilia Petrius, are the two guest artists, and they have been with us many years. Mm-hmm. Mindogas came last year, but mm-hmm. he had a different partner. Sometimes his wife is there. They do many, many guestings. Mm-hmm. They live in Rhode Island, mm-hmm. and so we bring them in. They're great friends. The great thing about having guest artists that are professionals is they work so well with our company girls. Mm-hmm. And they're such a good influence on them as far as discipline, work ethic. I mean, and they just give pointers to the girls if they ask. Mm-hmm. They don't criticize or anything like that, but they're just friendly. They're not standoffish and that kind of thing. They just mm-hmm. meld right in, and that we've all become very good friends with them.
I was thinking that these were you know, recurring roles, but I wasn't 100% sure, so I didn't bring it up. But yeah, I would think on something like that where the dancers have seen these two faces, you know, year in and year out pretty much, they become friends, and it's kind of like the Amici artists from OK Mozart. Welcome them back every year.
Right. We don't have the same guest artists every year because sometimes they're not available, and especially if they're in a company. Their producer won't let them go, mm-hmm. and so we, Soyli Arvola is still with us, mm-hmm. and she...
her leadership has been outstanding.
It has been, and she has the connection to the ballet world, and she knows who might be available and who the top dancers are, mm-hmm. but they love our community center. They think our auditorium is the best ever, and they can't believe it's in such a small setting as Bartlesville.
Well, we're pretty proud of it.
Yeah, and they're treated like kings and queens. You know, we treat them well, and they love dancing here. It's just great all the way around. You know, one thing about Charlotte Like, she always said, I want the ballet to be as professional as it can be for our paying audience. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want a recital. Yeah. She wanted a performance. And that's what we try to keep in mind.
That attitude by, you know, leaders, instructors, regardless of the discipline, you know, the professional is people paid money to see.
Right.
And so that's the motivation to go do a professional job.
And it's interesting because people that know who's going to be the guest star, oh gosh, I can't miss that one because they're so good.
Yeah.
And these two are wonderful. They're man and wife, mm-hmm. and they're just fantastic. And we enjoy having them. And they'll be coming back and dancing in Sleeping Beauty in the spring.
Great.
So,
looking forward to that one as well.
They have a big year.
Okay.
It's a big year.
Well, again, get your tickets for both events this weekend, particularly for the home tour, and then the second weekend, obviously, but let's start with the first weekend. And then get your tickets for the performance at the Bartlesville Community Center. Stop by the box office and select your seats.
Right. That'd be great.
Kathy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And again, if people would like to find out more about just getting involved, is there a phone number we can pass along? Or I'm sure there'll be information at the ballet.
Yes, there will be information at the ballet, or they can call me for, I'm certainly a connection.
Okay.
But 918-333-3184, that would work well, and we can plug them in to wherever they'd like to be involved. We love to have volunteers, especially backstage, helping with the setup and the takedown of the lots of scenery and props, things like that.
It is. It's a theatrical phrase, but it works the same way for you. The actor is the star, but if they're not set in a proper setting and lit properly, they don't get the opportunity to shine.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you so much.
That's
our Community Connection this morning on AM 1400. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 9:05.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Governor Fallon.